But we were talking about uncomfortable conversations earlier, and there's going to be an uncomfortable moment when the prodigal son returns to Cleveland, the Quicken Loans Arena. It could be perhaps the and this is saying something. We're expecting perhaps the largest booing ever in sports. That is when King LeBron comes home tonight. Well, goes home to Cleveland with this time as a member of the Miami Heat.
They're playing. Troubled Miami Heat.
Yes. I'm glad you pointed that out.
So there'll be a little giggling there as well as
playing. Yeah, a little bit of snarkiness. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, joins us. And first of all, let's talk about the trouble of the Miami Heat. And I'm wondering if you think there would be even more hatred or less hatred towards LeBron in Cleveland if the Miami Heat was actually playing really well.
The Miami Heat have a bit of a problem. You can see the main problem is that their point guard, they don't have a good point guard. And so they don't have someone that can edit the offense the way that a really good point guard or an editor would edit film, someone who kind of directs the process and kind of shaves away the bad stuff. And right now you just have a bunch of guys that play similar positions that aren't really organized.
Well,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
The Miami warmth, not the Miami Heat.
Many people are saying the Miami Heat's coach is going to go down soon. But, you know, there have been a number of instances where a hero athlete, has returned to play an old team and different responses. I mean, I understand you think these are all very different from LeBron. Let me find out why. For example, let's think about Michael Jordan, his third comeback with the Washington Wizards went back to Chicago in 2002. How's that different from LeBron?
First of all, he had already won 6 championships with Chicago.
For Chicago, yeah.
So
yeah.
He had already sort of cemented his legacy, his relationship with Chicago, and he was also a part owner of the Wizards. So he had a stake that people can understand from a business perspective. And by that point, he was old. I mean, let's just be honest. And he had well beyond his prime.
All right. But maybe Brett Favre is a better comparison going back to Green Bay?
That is the closest comparison because he was the embodiment of Green Bay and him going back into Green Bay. Again, you could argue that he also was not in his prime, although he did have one of his best seasons ever 2 years after he left Green Bay. But it's a little bit different. And again, he had already won Super Bowls with the Green Bay Packers.
All right, so give a little advice here for LeBron James.
The game, dude.
Well, I'm just wondering, should he just write Cleveland off? Does he just need to put that behind him?
I think he needs to call Shaquille O'Neal because that's probably the best comparison. When Shaquille O'Neal left the Orlando Magic, he had taken them to their first NBA Finals. They lost, and then he went to the Lakers where he ended up subsequently winning. When his first return, he was Shaquille O'Neal was roundly booed in Orlando.
Yeah.
So first, he needs to give Shaquille for a call. Second, he might need to talk to some of his family and friends that might be coming to the game and make sure that they're going to be safe. There's going to be extra security at the game tonight.
Wow, really?
And if you know,
plain clothes people in
exactly
the audience, yeah.
The early days of basketball, they used to call them cagers. That was because they used to put cages around basketball courts because the fans were so unruly. I think that what you're going to see tonight is a return to the cagers era of basketball. The fans are going to be very unruly, so much so that they've even made you can only buy beer in plastic cups tonight at the game in Cleveland.
So they can't throw anything.
Precisely.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Plastic squirt guns.
Yeah.
We should have people there with a measure to see how loud the boos are. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, thanks so much.
Hey, you going to win? Is he going to win or lose?
I think that Cleveland's actually going to win.
Yeah, Cleveland's going to win. I think you're right.
It'll be worth the $5,000 seats.